Starting out today at 41, we're waiting for a high of 69 as April comes to almost an end, April the 22nd. We begin with stories that are shaping America this morning, and well, let's start with this one, as Odie may have heard this before. Lady Antebellum was the first group that I've seen this happen to. They were sued over their name when they changed it to Lady A instead of, well, keeping it the way it was. Another one that isn't quite country music, but he swears he is. Guy named Jelly Roll. Y'all familiar with that? Big fella there.
Yeah.
There's another group that says, wait a minute, that's our name. We've been using it since the 80s. They're the Jelly Rolls. They've performed for George W. at the White House once before. Group that's been around. They're suing over the rights to the name. Have you, Odie already went out and had Odie no. somebody else to start using it?
Me and that dog right now.
You and the dog?
Yeah.
Copywriting material. That's something to think on. Our next story that we head to this morning, an AP reporter. 1985, Lebanon is where it all happened. He was kidnapped. He worked for the Associated Press. He has passed away over the weekend at 76. The longest captive of a journalist I think there ever was. 7 years he was held captive. What a tragedy as he's passed away. We do see this shaping the world front today. Israel, the guy that's in charge of their intelligence chief. As you will remember, they were attacked on October the 7th. Had no idea that it was coming. And again, he was in charge of it. He's resigned over the fallout over this. He says he regrets it. I do suspect he has been urged to resign and, well, do it immediately. He has done so. What else has happened today? As we look at this, Iraq has fired 5 missiles at the United States. The United States is not taking credit for it, but as soon as those were fired, the truck that it was fired from no longer exists. They said they would have to do a investigation to find out how that truck disappeared off the face of the earth. It's gone. Ain't never coming back. Naughty, naughty. They know who you were. Again, there is more fighting. If Republicans can't get along within their group, how can they lead? This is so back and forth. Is Marjorie Greene, what's her last name? Taylor, is that right?
Taylor, yeah.
I believe that's her name. Yet again, she's filing a motion or says she's going to, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Taylor Greene is her name, to oust Mike Johnson, the guy that's leading the Republicans in the House at this point, because he gave money to Ukraine. Now, I think there's a lot of people that agree that too much money has been given there. But he did a bipartisan deal to where he gave a little bit to Israel and a little bit to Ukraine. Now, on the other side of the aisle, they're praising him. That kind of spooks you there, as Democrats wanted the money for Ukraine. She's betting that a few of them will step across the aisle. She'll be able to throw him out, too. But until the Republicans figure this out, how to lead themselves, they're never going to lead America. Again, Democrats fight amongst themselves, but when it comes time to the public, they gather and rally together. Republicans just can't seem to get it together, can they?
Democrats are destroying the country, but they're doing it as a group.
They do it as a group, you're right. No matter what they do, they stick together. Republicans fight. They really, truly don't know what direction they want to go, do they? They don't. One's here, one's there. Maybe it's time for a whole new party in the United States, one that's good for America. Because trust me, on both sides of the aisle, there's folks that, well, don't want to do America good. Y'all know that as well as I do. There's nothing like jail time to make you turn on someone. And, well, it's happening now. Do y'all remember the name Sam Bankman-Fried? He's the guy that had that FTX thing. Millions and millions of dollars. He's going to be turning over evidence now. And all those celebrities that endorsed him, well, they could be getting sued. That's hypothetical at this point, but a lot of them were paid a lot of money. And he is turning over every document there was so he won't be charged with other crimes. Excuse me there. We'll see what becomes of it. Tom Brady, if I'm not mistaken, was a big person in that. Shaquille O'Neal, I recognize that name. And there's a bunch of others that are lower tiers that I don't recognize, but some of those are involved in that. Nothing like being the mayor of Los Angeles and saying that there's too many cops, and then the criminals break in your house. No, I'm not joking. And this is what I say, where America really needs help. Law stops criminals. Now, for those on the other side of the token, are there some people in power that are probably bad? In every single business in America, there's somebody like that. That's where you have checks and balances to weed them out. But we have to have police. You have to have law and order. You have to have a border. Oh, yeah, that's a big one too, isn't it? I won't go into all of that, but it all kind of goes together at the end. We go to Washington. A casino, a 29-year-old, was stabbed at a crap table. They haven't determined why just yet. Here's horror. Chicago. Y'all know where that is. Chicago, Illinois. The Windy City. As we were talking about police, a guy, third shift, gets off. He goes to drive home. He's 30 years old, stops at red light. He's carjacked and murdered for his car. A policeman. It took the police several minutes to get there. They rushed him to a hospital, but he was not able to make it. Isn't that awful? Yeah. Rattles my soul for things like that to happen in America, but it does. Las Vegas getting upset with the Mormons. Well, it's not that because they're Mormons, but because they want to build a church that's taller than the other buildings, and they don't like it, is what they're saying. The community is outraged at the Mormons. It would be 230 feet high, I think. 216, I'm sorry. I don't understand how it is Sin City. It needs, I'll leave it at that. I'll let them figure that out. More on the way as we begin this day. And again, we apologize for earlier of that sound being bad. That hadn't happened in, well, months. Let's hope that all clears up there. We'll be right back in just a moment as we'll get into your weather forecast here at the Scotty Ray Report. Stay close with us. The Precast Group. Offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above-ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're building it, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
As we go back for those record highs, record lows, 1955. Whoa, look at that, 91 degrees on this date. It was 93 that, well, most of us remember. It was 35 degrees in 1993. As we move forward, what is coming today? 69-ish for the Meridian area. Look at that sunshine, and I see it all the way through next weekend. We'll look at the breakdown day by day here in just a moment, but perfect today as we go through Philadelphia. Should see 67 by the time we get Columbus Air Force Base over to Mississippi State and Bulldog Country, about 68. And down the river, a steady 67 there down the Mississippi River. As we go east, 69 Demopolis. Tuscaloosa, a little warmer at 70. Birmingham should see 68. Not bad at all there. Watch the traffic if you've got to pass through there. It's not like the old days. They drive pretty fast through there now. Warmer temperatures as we look at this for the next 6 to 10 days, the outlook there over Mississippi and the Deep South. As we look at our 7-day outlook, again today, still holding steady at 69, 0% chance of rain there. We warm up a tad bit more tomorrow by 76, and by Wednesday, we're at that 80-degree mark. As we head toward the weekend, look at that, 84 to 86. It'll be a perfect weekend. I think we've got more events coming up this weekend also. We'll keep you close tabs on all of that as we follow that forecast there. Not long off, is it? No, it's not. As we go another 7 days into the month, look at that. May 6th is already popping up. We'll hold steady at somewhere around 85 all the way through this, through the 6th of May. A chance of showers on the 6th. It's a good ways off. So we've got sunshine for at least a week, maybe a little longer. Again, remember, it's Mother Nature, and all this will come and go. But we got about a week of no rain mentioned, a little bit there on the 29th, and then again around the 6th there. As we look at our fishing forecast for today, here we go. The perfect time to fish today is going to be right at noon, we'll call it noon to 2 p.m. today is the perfect time to be out there. A minor time late this afternoon around 6:30, 6:40 until dark 30. The wind's not too bad. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour today. That's a quick look. At least there's not much gust out there today. Thank heavens. We're glad of that. Well, we're getting ready for the morning show. It's 10 till. We'll be back live in about 5 minutes. Odie is here. We've got coffee pouring all up in the studio. Hopefully you got yours too. Together we can make a better day with coffee, I think. It really makes people nicer. If you're grumpy and never tried it, please go get a pot. Get a pot. Start out. It'll really be an attitude changer. Right now, 41 here at the Scotty Ray Report. We'll see you soon in just a minute or two with all your local headlines beginning here at the Scotty Ray Report.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.